This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. One thing that's crucial to understand is that the language being used by the left-wing media against conservatives is, it's the run-up to criminalizing conservative thinking. I mean, just look at what's happening right now with the censorship on Google, Facebook, and YouTube. Conservative ideas are silenced, are penalized. You get your account suspended for posting conservative videos or for pointing out the sexual abuse of Democrats or for criticizing any Democrat who happens to be a person of color, for example. You get your account suspended. But if you have a liberal idea, a so-called progressive idea, even if it's hate toward white people or hate toward Southerners, hate toward Trump, that is perfectly okay. So what this is actually a narrative run-up to, this is setting the stage for a big government tyranny, kind of a cultural revolution crackdown to exterminate conservatives and their ideas and their narratives. That's what this is really all about. And here's how this could unfold. Right now, it's just words, but ultimately the left wants this to become real. They want it to become kinetic. Remember that communism and socialism always wants to push for genocide against, well, not genocide, but extermination of their political enemies. This is what happened in communist China. This is, and you know, and sadly, the communists won in China, and that's why China is such a totalitarian police state today. This is what happened in Venezuela. This is what happened in the old Soviet Union. You know, communism, which is a centrally planned government, total control over all narratives and all news by the government, total control over the economy and so on. That system was able to flourish in a time without transparency, before the rise of the internet and decentralized information, peer-to-peer news, or even cryptocurrency and so on. But communism is extinct given today's technology and today's belief systems where people believe in liberty. They believe in the right to think. They believe in free will and consciousness, and they believe in self-determination. It's almost universal. No matter what your political affiliation, you believe in self-determination. Yet the socialist slash communist left-leaning side of modern-day politics in America is headed for the desire to exterminate all conservatives. I mean, to literally kill them. Mass executions is not out of the question in their future plans. And it starts with the words. And the words are, we're starting to see, for example, guests on MSNBC saying that all conservatives are terrorists. We hear them saying things like all white people are terrorists, that white people are violent. There was a nurse that just got fired recently. She happened to be African American. And unfortunately, she just allowed her hatred to get the best of her. She went out and posted something that said all white babies should be sacrificed or something like that. And she got fired. I mean, can you imagine? This is the hatred that is being whipped up by the left-wing media. And it's not just hatred for hatred's sake. This is my point. This is hatred as the prerequisite to a takeover, a cultural revolution in America that ends up making America a communist country, which is what the left ultimately wants. And here's how this could take shape. They could possibly win enough seats in 2018 to take over the House. Then the House would immediately impeach President Trump. Now, the impeachment wouldn't get him out of office, but it would be a talking point to say, oh, this president was impeached. Remember, Bill Clinton was impeached as well by the House, but it didn't take him out of office. Impeachment is really just basically a no-confidence vote from Congress. Doesn't mean you're removed from office, okay? So they could impeach President Trump. Then in 2020, it's possible that a Democrat could win the White House. And whoever they run, the Democrats, it's going to be for sure a woman. So they're going to choose a woman for a political ploy. They're not going to choose the best qualified candidate. They're going to choose the candidate that is the most, has the most contrast against Trump. And then the media, of course, will go to work and just keep demonizing Trump and push everybody to vote for whoever this Democrat candidate is, whatever woman it is. It's possible they could take the White House in 2020. If that happens, then knowing the Democrats realize that it is crucial for them to maintain power, they are willing to now weaponize every sector of government to go after conservatives. They would criminalize all firearms in the hands of citizens. No question about it. They're going to go right after the guns. They're going to try to confiscate guns nationwide. They're going to try to criminalize any speech that they don't like. For example, if you speak rational, scientific words about transgenderism being rooted in wishful thinking rather than genetic science, you're going to be arrested and thrown in jail for a so-called hate crime. So merely citing scientific ideas will be criminalized under that regime. And this, at some point, they will just unleash the masses in the cities to take over through beatings and shootings, whatever, you know, Antifa forces, the left-wing violent forces of America, and they will set off a massive cultural revolution of mass murder and executions, and they will say that they are right because this is what they believe already. You got to understand, this isn't a stretch. This is what University of California, Berkeley students are arguing right now in student essays in the student newspaper. They are arguing right now for the killing of conservatives. This is not like a projection of a what-if future dystopian prediction. This is right now what leftists believe in America. They have become so radicalized and so insane, so mentally ill at every level that this is now their plan. So remember, their plan is take over the House and then take over the White House and then exterminate conservatives. This is what they really want to see happen. It's all part of this push toward communism, which is really what the left believes today. So the question becomes, how do we, the people, stop this? Well, you already know that the Republicans in Washington are spineless prostitutes for the corporations. They're cowards. They have no spines whatsoever, with very few exceptions. You know, there's Rand Paul, who has a spine and has courage and so on. There might be a few others like that. But most of them are just spineless cowards and prostitutes, sellouts. So they're not going to do anything. They're afraid to even go to bat for America. They've abandoned America at every opportunity because that's who they are now. It's just sickening. So it means that we, the people, are going to have to do the job of resisting tyranny, resisting communism. And by that, I don't mean a violent resistance or an armed resistance. I mean through the democratic processes. I mean going to vote against the left-wing tyrants that want to take over your country. So step one, every opportunity you have, vote against every Democrat on the ballot. It almost doesn't matter who's running against them, really. Just voting against every Democrat is one way to prevent mass bloodshed in America. So do that at every opportunity. Secondly, assert vocally your courage and your determination in the United States of America, the constitutional republic that we have. It's not a democracy. It's a republic, by the way. It's a representative republic. Assert this fact that this is worth defending. This is worth fighting for. And again, I don't mean physical violence, although if it comes to that, you do have the right to self-defense. But by fighting, what I mean is fighting with words and fighting at the ballot box and voting for America. You know, that's actually a pretty decent slogan. Just vote for America. That tells you everything you need to know right there. You're going to vote against the mainstream media. You're going to vote against the Democrats. You're going to vote for America at every opportunity. And by doing that, you might be able to save this country if enough of us do that. It's a possibility, but it's not guaranteed. I don't know exactly how this is going to go down, but what I do know is the left, the people who live in cities, the people who watch MSNBC, who watch Saturday Night Live, especially the younger people, they are deranged, delusional, and dangerous. It's the three D's, deranged, delusional, and dangerous. And they're being whipped up into this frenzy now, this mania that is historically very similar to what happened in China, for example, right before the Cultural Revolution. You need to review your history books and go back and look at that, because during the Cultural Revolution, these, you know, government-inspired students would literally go house to house in neighborhoods, and they would drag academics out of their homes, and they would sometimes just identify who to be killed by who was wearing glasses, because all the academics had to be murdered and executed. They would drag them out of their homes, and they would beat them to death with pipes. They didn't have firearms, all of them, you know. They had pipes, and they had bricks, and they would smash in the heads of people. And some of them would turn in their parents. They would have their parents literally arrested and sent to prison, and sometimes murdered. Some of them would have their friends murder their own parents, because the parents were condemned as criminals by the state, you see, in the same way today that conservatives are condemned as criminals by the left-wing media and the, you know, California students at Berkeley and other places. The Cultural Revolution ghost is back to haunt us in America today, and it is alive and well in the deranged minds of the dangerous left. I mean, they are so incredibly dangerous at this point. They truly represent what the military calls a clear and present danger to our republic. And you got to understand that the main strategy of the left is to accomplish all of this without initiating a Second Amendment defense across America. They know that if they initiate a Second Amendment defense, what that means is that everybody with a gun gets activated and just goes onto a full-out self-defense mode to save their country, save their communities, save their lives. If that happens, the pro-America forces will win because they have the guns. So the left has to maneuver its way into convincing the pro-America forces to stand down and never defend themselves. And that is done through shaming people. It's done through accusations of racism and accusations of feminism or Islamophobia or all these other things. It's all these accusations and condemnations to say that you have no standing, that you have no right to participate in this republic because you are a conservative, that only liberals and Democrats have any standing whatsoever. They even say that if you have white skin, you have no standing in society. This is a common theme now among the left, that people who have white skin pigmentation have no place to participate in any debate involving society or culture or language or education whatsoever. And if you're male, they say that you also have no such right because men are demonized by the left as well as white people. And if you're a white man, then you're double demonized by the left. So these are not random chaotic events that just are happening on the landscape, this massive theater taking place. No, this is all part of a design to overthrow the country, to exterminate conservatives and libertarians, and to sweep in a radical left-wing, communist-oriented regime of totalitarians. And once they establish power, they will exterminate or imprison all conservative thinkers. Any conservative speech will be outlawed across the internet. If you say anything that is considered conservative, your website will be shut down or your domain will be seized. You will have your guns taken away. You will have no right to even discuss the Second Amendment without being censored. This is where it's all going, my friends. I mean, I hope you can see the signs. This is actually where it's going. And if we let them continue on this path, they will succeed. They being the radical left-wing / communist, liberal America haters, they will succeed unless they are stopped. So stopping them is the way to save your nation. And you can stop them at the ballot box. That's the easier way to stop them. It's the most peaceful way to stop them, because you don't want to end up having to stop them through Second Amendment activation and self-defense, because that is, nobody wants civil war. Nobody wants to see bloodshed in the streets. Nobody wants to see Americans shooting each other like Chinese did back in the Cultural Revolution, or, former Soviet Union the secret police, or even the Third Reich Nazi era, you know, secret police in your neighborhood tattling on people for not being sufficient supporters of the state, and then being arrested and interrogated, tortured, and sometimes executed. I mean, that we do not want to see that come to America, but that's where the left is pushing us. You got to remember, leftism is a mental illness. Michael Savage is right about that. I think he coined that phrase, that leftism is a mental illness. And he's absolutely correct. It is a mass hysteria. It's a mania, and it's mental derangement and delusion. And it's very, very dangerous when you get a dangerous mob, a critical mass of people who believe in radical left-wing ideas. They can become a violent mob. They can overwhelm the democratic process and actually get their radical communists into office. And there's even a documentary on that. I believe it's called Enemies of the State, if I'm not getting that wrong. There's a documentary about that, about the communists that are currently serving in the U.S. Congress. There are many, many communists serving in the U.S. Congress right now, and they are sleeper cells for a communist takeover. You know, I've talked about this. There was a former Soviet KGB officer, intelligence officer. I think his name was Yuri Bezmianov. And he left the Soviet Union. He came to the United States, and he was granted political asylum back in, I think, the late 19 or mid-1980s. And he filmed a series of videos that explained how the Soviet Union planned to take over America and install communism in America. And it wasn't with bullets and soldiers invading U.S. soil. It was by taking over the culture, the education system, infiltrating Congress, and teaching the new generation to love communism and to hate America. Does that sound familiar? It should sound familiar, because that's exactly what is happening today. If you look around our country and you see what's happening to our education system with Common Core, you look at what's happening with our colleges, the attacks on America, the attacks on the Constitution, the attacks on liberty and freedom, attacks on the First Amendment, attacks on the Second Amendment, and on and on. This is all the Soviet KGB plan of taking over America at work. It's actually happening. It's right in front of you. And it's all according to the plan of Yuri Bezmianov. Again, I think that's his name. Search for his name on Natural News. Go to Natural News and search for Bezmianov. Bez, in English, you might say Bezmianov, but I believe in Russian you pronounce it Bezmianov. So search for his name, and you'll see the article. Watch the video. The video explains exactly the plan for the KGB to take over America and turn us into a communist regime. And that is underway right now. That is happening. And the left is pushing it. The left is colluding with the communist ideology and using these tactics of the old Soviet KGB. This is what the left is in America today. So watch that video, learn the truth, and then keep reading naturalnews.com to stay informed. Thank you for listening. God bless America.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.